Let's check in with Mark Scotch. He's, I believe, in Nevada somewhere with the Oregon Trail. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
I'm great, PK. Yeah, we're in Vegas.
Vegas? Oh. So did you go to bed last night?
Well, I'm not sure if we're just coming in or just going out. I have no idea.
Well, remember, what you do there stays there, okay?
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So what will be, I know you've got some guests there, but what part of the leg are you on? You went, last time we talked to you was last week, you were in Phoenix, and you did a lot of different stops in Phoenix, and then now you made your way to, Vegas. Are you going the right way?
Well, yeah, it's kind of west and north, but then we're on our way to Salt Lake after this.
Oh, you are. Okay, so you're up to Salt Lake City then. Maybe, well, I got you on. If we've got some new listeners, you could tell the listeners what you're doing with the Oregon Trail 6.0.
Yeah, I mean, so I ride my bike from Los Angeles to Denver via Phoenix, Vegas, and Salt Lake, like we just said. And I've got different legs. I've got an RV because it's a lot of open country out here, and I figured we might have a hard time finding hotels. So wherever I stop riding for the day, that's kind of where we stop. And so I've got Megan from Nashville with me, and Tim from Wisconsin. Well, Tim grew up in Appleton, actually, but he kind of defected and went down to Illinois. He lives in Illinois now. But they're both kidney donors, and I'll let them say a few words about themselves.
All right.
Tim, a few words.
Okay. Yeah, I can drive for Mark this week and mostly chase him around the countryside and just find out where the heck his bike is next.
So you're kind of the driver then, huh, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now tell us about your kidney donation. How did that go for you?
Okay. I donated just about a year ago, and it went very smooth. I was back up and moving very quickly. Probably had a slow week or two, but then honestly, after a couple of weeks, felt got right back to normal. So it went very well.
And you're able to do things that you did before, right?
Yes. Yes, I'm back to doing everything I did before. And one quick note, too, just this January, my recipient of the voucher that I handed, she got a new kidney in January, and she is on the mend and doing well as well, which was great.
Oh, that is great news. That's great to hear. When you donate a kidney, and will they always update you on how that's going, or is that something you asked for?
Actually, it's up to the recipient.
Mm, okay.
Some of them, aren't going to share, but some will.
Yeah, well, that's a great deal. That is neat. And Megan Connor, you're on the ride. Have you been with the guys all week?
I sure have.
And you still sound pretty good, so that's good. So tell me about your kidney donation. How'd that go for you?
Well, mine was just a little over 3 months ago, actually 13 weeks ago this week, and I'm doing great. I ran 10 miles this week. I'm gonna run a half marathon next week. And so I feel totally, totally normal, totally, I say life is no different after giving a kidney, except maybe just even better.
Yeah.
Because it's the coolest thing I've ever done, and it's pretty amazing, and it brings you closer to all these humans and these guys on this side of it, and then obviously your recipient. So we're just out here trying to tell people that, your life doesn't change only for the better. It changes when you give a kidney, and just hopefully we can spread the word that more people should do it. So
yeah, you guys do sound like you did something really good. You saved somebody's life, with the kidney donation, and that is so cool. Did you run before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a runner. Yes, no, I just took this
off. She's running away from us again.
Well, I was just thinking.
You guys drove me. You guys drove me to run. I started running 10 miles away from the van.
Well, with everybody I'm talking to, they donate a kidney, and all of a sudden they're running and they're biking thousands of miles. I'm thinking maybe I should do it just for that alone.
But I will say one of the things that I've learned is if you do decide to do this, the more fit you go into it, the better you go through recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just come out of it and a couple, you know, you're down a couple weeks, and then you just bounce right back. So it's it's no deal. And then I don't know if Mark also told you that I am a country music writer. I write songs for country music. So that's another little thing I have in common with you, TK.
No kidding. Well, actually, he sent me the link to your website, MeganConnor.com, and the song you've got on the homepage is it Still a Beautiful Life? Is that what it's called?
I don't know. Wait, no, that's not me. Who?
I'm trying to think. I went to your website page here.
He probably sent the wrong person.
I bet you he did. Well, anyway, that one was really good too.
It looked like
there are a lot of Megan Connors. I didn't hear which one you said, but the one that is on the front page is Craig Morgan's "How You Make a Man." How You Make a Man.
Okay.
That was the latest. He released that as a single, 2022 or something like that.
And you wrote that song?
Yeah, I sure did.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, we're big Craig Morgan fans here too. What a great song that is. Wow. Have you written many others then too?
I've written a couple. None. That was my only single, but Save Water, Drink Beer by Chris Young. Rascal Flatts recorded one that was just a single on there. Trying to think of Kylie Morgan. She's doing well. I have one on her record. Some other folks along those lines. Wonderful.
That is cool. Yeah, that is cool. Well, that's, you fit right in. You can stop by here anytime you'd like and talk about your songs.
funny to say that. Next year, you know, I'm riding from Denver back home to finish the ride, and we're making plans to have a little gathering in Clover, and Megan might come out.
Oh, there. That would be great. And bring all your friends, and yeah, that would be a big party, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can bring...
Oh, that'd be cool. So tell us now, Mark, tell us, so if people are just joining us, it's 7:38, we're talking with Mark Scotch, and it's the Oregon Trail 6.0. What have you got lined up today? I know you've got some sort of a gathering or something today, and then I would imagine you have to start biking again, right?
Right. We have a gathering with the Nevada Oregon Connect. It's called an OPO, an Oregon Procurement Organization. They deal primarily with people that have registered and with the CEASE donation, if they have an accident, that's where most people think about organ donation.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we're going to have a couple of their clinical team members ride with us up to a clinic called Keck Clinic, and they also help with living donation. So we're going to have a 12-mile ride between the two events, and then right after that, this afternoon, I'll start heading towards Salt Lake City.
Okay, so you're busy, busy guy. And then we'll have a chance to talk with you again next Friday. Will you be free for that, or will we have to do it some other time?
I think that'll work, and we'll see who I can drum up there, maybe.
Well, yeah.
Way less exciting.
Well, Megan and Tim, you're just along for a couple more days. Is that it? Or?
Yeah, I leave today, actually.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
They've been with for about a week.
All right. That is so cool. And then you guys did a little talking and everything as you make these stops and make these appearances at places too, right?
We've met so many people at this grassroots. We were in the hot tub here at the RV park. Tim and I were over there just kind of relaxing and met a woman here whose nephew in Reno is looking for a kidney. So if people go to the Oregon Trail Facebook page, we're putting stories up there stories from the road. I mean, that's basically what it is. And it's just everywhere. There's so many people that have been affected by organ disease or kidney disease, and we're just kind of putting those stories up there to let people know that there's a need, and maybe somebody can help them out.
Yeah, if we can at least just get one person to help out with the live organ donations, it's well worth it too. And
right,
and I'm sure you're doing that.
I just want to mention one more thing. Tim did mention it, but his wife donated as well last year. So Tim and his wife are both organ donors.
Well, good. And thank you for that. Congratulations. And everybody doing well. So there's living proof that you can do that and do things that you haven't done before. Right, Mark? like thousands of miles.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, DK. Quiet.
All right. Well, I got to let you guys get back on your bike and appreciate you taking some time early in the morning, I know, for you guys, but appreciate you being on the air with us.
Okay, thanks, DK.
Thanks, DK.
All right, 7:41 now. You're at B1049, and that was with Mark Scotch and the Oregon Trail. And you can find him on Facebook. It's the Oregon or on the Oregon Trail, O-R-G-A-N, on Facebook. Or you can go to markscotch.com and follow his adventures as he's pedaling through America. It seems that way, and we'll be talking with him again a week from today. So it's always good to be updated from Mark. This one, the Georgia Line, B1049. Good morning.